counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland joins me in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The battle is on. And do we get these charts from that website? Brian will let you know what you'll find if you visit the site, because there's lots more than just the charts.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, loads more. So go check it out. Don't forget, it's earshot-online.com.
And we're online. You can find us a few places. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. And we'll do it in the form of an interview, and we'll spin whatever you're working on, something from your latest release or whatever you send us, we will get on the air for you. So please reach out to us and let us know if you'd like to have a feature. Coming up in this hour of the program, the first 10 plus, we catch up with Stephen Karlik for some entertainment news. And they're going to turn it over to Brian. He's going to let you know what's coming up first.
Anthony, are you sick?
I don't know. I think I might be coming down with something.
You seem a little stuffy.
I know I do. And I don't feel
I'm going to be stuck here with you for 2 hours.
I don't feel it.
Better not get sick.
Yeah, well.
A lot of sick people around me.
I can't make any promises. I can't make any promises. And it better not be.
Don't make the listeners sick.
It's normally the beginning. But I normally don't get this until the end of the the end of the season, like around the fall is when I actually do get a cold because I don't know why. It's always when school starts is when I get sick.
Maybe
I don't know.
You've been smelling too many flowers. You're just all your allergies.
That's my other thought, is maybe I'm developing allergy. I have never had an allergy to anything in my life. And now maybe this is just the world's way of telling me I'm getting old.
All right. Well, Anthony, I tell you, we always have some pretty good charts. This week is a doozy, so keep it locked right here. Lots of new stuff coming your way. Couple of debuts in the top 20. Lots of things creeping up into the top 20 that debuted below weeks before. And still not a new number one, but one I predicted could possibly overtake. Had a big jump up a couple of spots, so stay tuned. Lots of interesting, exciting things come your way, including the lineup of acclaimed Toronto-based folk rocker Sun Parlor Players, who has shrunk to the duo of Andrew Penner and Michael Rosie Rosenthal on their fourth album, The Living Proof. It kicks off the charts this week and debuts at number 20. You're going to hear a track called Soapbox. Sitting still at number 19 this week is Walrus's latest EP, Glam Returns, and you're going to hear a track of that name.
You had the same problem, Walrus. It's tricky. They do it on purpose.
And re-entering the charts all the way up to number 18 is The Hold Steady. Their latest record's called Teeth Dreams, and you're going to hear a track called The Ambassador.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20. Here is your number 20 this week, Sun Parlor Players, Soapbox.
We'll be right back.
like something fake and healthy, like something pale and wealthy, like something overgrown and full of lots and lots of empty. Oh damn, I got it wrong, I think I hear the bell. I'll get that off my soapbox, time to show and not tell. You see, I like to like things, and I want to feel the roar. I want to witness more and 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 more
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
She says it does. Everything just can't be wrong. Every day it's all the same. It's hard to find ways to complain. Get out of
I'm not afraid to
Earshot 20, number 18.
Diplomatic there.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Ambassador by The Hold Steady. They re-entered the charts this week at number 18 with the track from the album Teeth Dreams. At number 19, sitting still, is Walrus from Glam Returns, their latest EP. You heard the track of the same name. And debuting at number 20 is the latest from Sun Parlor Players called The Living Proof. And you heard a track called Soapbox.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. Coming up in just a few minutes, Stephen Karlick joins us on the program to talk about some things that are happening in the world of entertainment. Lots of news to bring you, including some updates about the controversy over the Flaming Lips and the ousting of their drummer. So that's something you can look forward to. But first, we're going to continue the countdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Eking into the program at number 17 after a debut at number 21 the week before, it is the latest album from Death called 3. And you're going to hear a track called We're Gonna Make It. Coming up after that is Red Eyes by The War on Drugs. They drop from number 12 to number 16, and their latest record is called Lost in the Dream.
Kind of an empowering message. We're going to make it past death. I don't know. Maybe.
Sure.
Okay. Stick around. There's more on the way. Here's number 17 this week, Death on the Earshot 20.
Unseen by others. Now I know the hurt, babes, you're going through. There ain't nothing, babes, I wouldn't do for you. Ooh, 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 baby, we're gonna make it someday. My yes, we are now.
Yes, we are now.
Now the way that it's been, we've seen thick and thin, and dark days all around us. But hey now, baby, there's shining bright light just ahead. There ain't nothing, babe, I wouldn't do for you. Ooh, 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 baby, we're gonna make it someday. Ooh, we're on my way.
Yes, we are now.
Yes, we are now.
All the things that we've been through, we're still together in here. Now that it's over, let's let our love grow stronger. Don't you cry now. Don't you cry now. Don't
gonna make it fun. Don't you cry, we're gonna make it.
Shot 20, number 16.
Thank you.
That was a track from Lost in Dream, the latest record from the War on Drugs at number 16, down from number 12. And it was called Red Eyes. And kicking us off was We're Gonna Make It by Death from their latest record, 3, at number 17, up from number 21.
It's the Earshot 20, and taking a break now from the countdown to head to the phone and catch up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's giving us some of our entertainment news, and Stephen, as always, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I guess I should find a different way to say that. Maybe like welcome back, or like something you say to a long lost cousin that you see once a week, or something like that.
It's nice to be welcomed, however.
Okay, good. And so we'll kick things off chatting a little bit about the Flaming Lips. And this is something that we've talked a little bit before about in some of our previous segments. And now it seems like there's might be a bit of a resolution.
Yeah, actually. So Cliff Skirlock, the drummer who last week we talked about, came out against Wayne Coyne and talked about, well, at least the media was talking about him calling Wayne Coyne racist, in that Wayne Coyne was supporting the fact that Christina Fallon was okay with wearing First Nations headdresses on Instagram, that he was mocking First Nations people. So in response to that, Wayne Coyne came out and said some pretty nasty things about Skirlock that you'd think would have gotten Skirlock's back up again. But he's actually come out and been pretty mature about the whole thing, trying to defuse the situation. He published a pretty lengthy Facebook post that is now gone, but there are snippets of it available online at Exclaim. So he wrote, "I have never and will never accuse Wayne of racism because I know he's not racist. I saw several headlines over the weekend that claimed I was accusing him of racism. If I thought he was racist, I would say so, but I know that dude really, really well, and I can say in no uncertain terms that he is absolutely not a racist." He goes on to clarify later that Wayne Coyne has a very lax, or rather was just sort of ignorant of First Nations culture, which Wayne Coyne has also come out and said and apologized for. And Skirlock also came out and said stuff about how maybe he wasn't the best band member, that he didn't take some of the Lips' more out there projects seriously, including their collaboration with Kesha, their Stone Roses cover album, the Sgt. Pepper cover album. He wasn't interested in them, and he thought perhaps Wayne Coyne was right to point out that he wasn't the best band member at those points. So yeah, sort of an interesting end to the story that I think settles a few things.
Well, hopefully for them at least, so they can start to move on and work towards whatever projects they're working on now.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll move on now and talk about this some. I want to say epic news for fans of the artist Big Boy.
Yeah, so Big Boy of Outkast has signed with Epic Records again for what will be his next solo album at some point. It has no announced date or name or anything, but the Atlanta rapper has reportedly signed a new deal with Epic, he told the Huffington Post. "So I'm back with L.A. Reid and Sylvia Rhone," he said. "Got a brand new situation. I signed the deal the day after the first Coachella date, that Saturday." Big Boy has frequently worked with Reid in the past. Outkast was signed to Reid's LaFace Records for many years. And the music executive was also the boss of Def Jam for Big Boy's last couple of solo albums. "He's visibly excited to be back with L.A. Reid. That's my mentor," he said. "He understands my music. And one thing about L.A. Reid, there are no creative restraints. We love being in business together. That's my big brother." So really, really exciting for Outkast fans, for Big Boy fans. A new solo album is in the works. He said he's not going to rush, but after the Outkast reunion dates, he said, "You're definitely going to see some brand new Big Boy material, 2 or 3 singles before the fall." So that's some exciting news.
Something to look forward to for Big Boy fans. And we'll cap this part of our conversation off with details about a new release from Morrissey.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since Morrissey released his last one. I think it was 2009. He's got a new album coming out, he announced, called World Peace Is None of Your Business. It's got a title track for a single that is out now that you can hear online. The new album will be available July 15th through Harvest Records and includes songs called Earth Is the Loneliest Planet, Kick the Bride Down the Aisle, Neil Cassidy Drops Dead, and The Bullfighter Dies, which are pretty suitable Morrissey titles if you know anything about Morrissey. A press release notes that the album, quote, "explores the tragedy of human apathy in our turbulent modern era with lyrics that are rife with, quote, humor, drama, and emotional longing." And for Morrissey fans, you'll be delighted to know that he has also just joined Twitter. So the most quotable man in the music industry is now quoting himself. all the time, all day, every day. So there's that to look forward to.
Maybe a little entertainment in your day if you need it.
There you go.
All right, we're going to get back to the charts. Stephen, we'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Believe it or not, we have two albums with the same title on the charts this week. Debuting at number 15 is Toronto jazz instrumental hip-hop trio Bad Bad Not Good, who released their third but first available commercially with completely original material full-length album, aptly titled 3, and you're going to hear a track called Triangle. Following that, number 14 up from 16 is White Horse from their new French language EP, Ephemere Sans Repair, a track called Je Suis Devenu Lion.
Pas à toi, tu es à moi, que cela résonne et pèse une tonne dans ton cœur, lourd et sans peur.
Yeah. je prends vie au printemps. Je tremblais tout le temps. Tu sauras que brebis, je suis devenue lionne. Je suis devenue brebis.
Earshot 20.
That was White Horse from their latest EP, Ephemere Songs Repair, number 14, up from number 16, and a track called Je Suis Devenu Lion. If you don't know what that means, it translates as Out Like a Lion, and it is from their album earlier last year. And you also heard debuting at number 15, Bad Bad Not Good, with a track called Triangle from their new album, 3.
Out Like a Lion, common phrase when you're talking about weather, and I will say that I feel like this winter went out like a lion. Came in like a lion. No, I'll say it came in like Tyrannosaurus Rex and went out like a lion. Because you got to have something even worse than a lion to compare it to. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and the first 10 is complete as well. And so we're going to let you know what's coming up. And in the next hour of the program, of course, we will have the top 10. Stephen Karlik and Brian will have the lowdown for you as well. But before we get to that, we have to complete this hour, and we're going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
And at that spot up from number 26 is the new record from Gord Downie and the Sadies called The Conquering Sun. Here's a track called Crater.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Getting crushed in our dreams. Oh.
Era with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Nuestra ceremonia está ahí.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
From singles, their latest, that was Future Islands. They drop one spot to number 11 this week. That was a track called Song for Our Grandfathers. Before that, you heard from the Soul Jazz Orchestra, who are kicking around at number 12 this week up from 14. Their latest album's called Inner Fire. And you heard The Conquering Sun, a selection from that record by Gord Downie and the Sadies. That was a track called Crater, kicking us off at number 13 up from 26.
And just like that, the first 10 are complete of the top 20. And when we come back, you will have the top 10 plus Stephen Karlik, and we'll give you the lowdown. But a little bit about this program. I'm Anthony Edmund, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You should check out that website. And you can listen to this program live every week from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on the campus community station here. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also listen to us online at radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. Search Earshot 20. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And keep it locked here, because when we come back, the top 10 and much, much more. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.